Blog Talk Radio. Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, broadcasting on Blog Talk Radio from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia. We are so excited to have all of our listeners from all across the World Wide Web. Hey, we appreciate you. Listen, the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show airs every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, same place, right here on Blog Talk Radio. To stay up to date on all of the great shows and interviews that we have lined up for you, please visit my official website, which is www.mitchell-productions.com. I'm so excited to have everyone tuning in today. Hey, I've got a special note to tell our iPod users and our iPod listeners. You can get the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show downloaded to your iPod for free automatically, ladies and gentlemen. All you have to do is visit the iTunes store, search for Charvette, that's me, and that's S-H-A-R-V as in Victor, E-T-T-E, and then click on subscribe. Don't you just love modern technology? It makes things so much easier for us. Okay, so the goal of my show is to motivate, excite, and influence. And I'm telling you, there is a very motivational and exciting women's conference that is coming to the capital city of Richmond, Virginia. And this conference is sponsored by Women of Virtue Incorporated. And I'm so excited to have the conference host and actually the co-founder of the organization that's joining the show today. And coming to the mic, I have Miss Cecilia Hill. Welcome to the show, Cecilia.
Thank you.
We are so glad to have you.
I am glad to be here.
Great, and we're also glad that you are bringing your conference to the capital city of Richmond, Virginia.
Yes, and I think it's going to be a great event.
All right.
Great.
So tell our listeners about Women of Virtue. How was the organization formed?
Okay, well, basically, we were incorporated in August of 2001. We came together with the idea that we need to have a holistic approach mm-hmm. in becoming successful in life. You need a balance. You need every area to kind of line up so that you won't be, you know, lopsided.
Right.
So we felt that you need to take hold of taking care of your health, your finances, mm-hmm. your relationships, and definitely after you do this, then you can help someone else achieve that same success.
Phenomenal. What types of activities and functions are held by the Women of Virtue?
Well, we have an array of things that we do. We have events. We also have workshops, conferences, seminars. We have one-on-one counseling. We help people start businesses. We help you save your home. Mm. We help you buy a home. We help you get out of debt. We also have a partnership with Ameriprise Financial. They give discounted products to our members. We have tax consultants. Some of the main things that we like to do is we like to focus on the health of women.
Yeah.
And, you know, the top two things that we like to actually deal with, well, really three, is heart disease.
Okay.
Cancer, breast cancer, and stress. And we have what we call our financial assistance funds. And what they do is if there's a breast cancer survivor, a heart attack or stroke survivor,
mm-hmm.
while they're going through the recuperation process, what we try to do is alleviate some of that financial stress by actually paying some of their bills, their utilities, you know, maybe they need some food. Because when you're recovering,
yes.
I mean, finances, getting out of whack, will also impede your recovery. So we just try to alleviate some stress by paying a couple of bills for a couple of months and, you know, and just being there to support the people.
Great. What an awesome organization, like you said, taking a holistic approach to touch every area of a woman's life.
Yes, we strive to do that, and I believe we right now we have about 200 members, and we're constantly reaching out to people, and they're from all walks of life. You know, we actually have some what we call little rosebuds, you know, the young ladies, and we're trying to launch, you know, a greater presence in their lives. But, you know, we're from 6 years of age all the way to mature. You know,
right.
I won't say, you know,
right,
old,
right.
But mature.
Just mature. That's
very
all.
Mature.
And still fabulous and still fabulous.
Wonderful.
Great. How can our listeners visit your website? What's the web address?
Our web address is www.wovinc.org.
Great. So listeners, go ahead and check that out while you're listening to us online. Okay, so tell us about the conference that is coming to Richmond. What's the theme, the location, the dates? Give us all the details.
Oh, yes. We are so excited. This is our third annual A Cut Above a Star Ruby conference.
Okay.
And we entitled it A Cut Above a Star Ruby, you know, after that virtuous woman, that Proverbs 31 woman, because
yes.
Your value is far above a star ruby. And we want women to understand that. And so this conference, more specific topic, is know your value, embrace your worth.
All
and
right.
That's what we want women to understand, that they are so valuable. And in understanding that, then you need to embrace your worth. And we have some wonderful and dynamic women who are going to speak into the lives of those that attend. We have Akosia Yoba.
Yes.
She will be there Friday. The actual dates are June 27th through the 29th. That's that Friday through that Sunday. We're going to be at the Sheraton West Hotel. And Akosia is going to start it off for us. She's going to talk about her book, Please Return My Phone Call. And it's basically about integrity, keeping your word, as far as business relationships as well as personal relationships. Also on that day, we have some wonderful speakers, Dr. Michelle Craig. She's going to talk about PMS. Oh, my.
Oh, my.
You really need help.
Yes.
Also how to apply your makeup like a pro.
Okay.
And then we have another minister who's going to talk about you are worth more than that. We just want to keep reiterating our value and our worth. Then on Saturday,
we call
this the Empowerment Saturday.
I love that.
We have a dynamic firecracker of a lady.
All right.
Oh, she is doing the luncheon.
Oh, my goodness.
When I met this wonderful, wonderful, wonderful woman, I knew immediately that she was what you call the essence of a woman of virtue.
Wow.
I felt within my spirit that she knew her value, and she has definitely embraced her worth. And that is none other than Ms. Daphne Maxwell Reed.
Phenomenal. And listeners, I have a great and wonderful surprise for you. Ms. Daphne Maxwell Reed is on the line with us right now. Hello, Daphne.
I'm too humbled to join the conversation.
Certainly not. We are glad to have you on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.
Thank you, and thank you, Camille, for those accolades. That's very nice. I hope I can live up to them.
Ladies and gentlemen, again, we have Daphne Maxwell Reed on the line, affectionately known as Aunt Viv from the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air TV show and also the mother of JT on UPN sitcom Eve. Daphne, with her husband, actor, writer, producer Tim Reed, co-founded and is principal partner in New Millennium Studios. This is the first full-service film studio in Virginia. The state-of-the-art facility was completed and opened in July 1997. Daphne presently serves on the following boards: the Petersburg Library Foundation, Virginia Commonwealth University Foundation Board, Virginia Capital Foundation Board, and Federal Commissioner of Jamestown 2007 commemoration, and certainly her acting career is much more extensive than I listed there. Again, Daphne, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me, Charvis.
Great. So tell us, how did your acting career begin?
I began kind of happenstantially being a model.
Oh, okay.
I started off in a modeling career in the 60s while I was in college, and that was just because I turned right instead of left one day. But I enjoyed it and was discovered by a man named Robert Conrad, who, if you're over 40, you know who he is.
Okay.
All you other folks, you may not know Robert Conrad, but he used to dare people to knock a battery off his shoulder. And
wow.
He was the original Wild Wild West guy.
Oh, okay.
And started by doing a television show with him. He had seen me do some commercials in Chicago, where I was living at the time. And it blossomed into more work and more agents and continuously working. And opportunities always met my hardworking sensibility, and
wow.
It blossomed from there.
Wow, and look at you today.
Look at me today. Anybody got a job for me?
Listen at that. I'm probably going to have people calling in and writing and faxing and texting and saying, can you give me a hookup? What have been some of your most memorable roles? You've played so many.
Well, I loved, I had a ball doing Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, but the one that really stole my heart was a project I did with my husband called Frank's Place.
Yes.
And it was a half-hour sitcom done in the late 80s about a little restaurant in New Orleans. And I ran a funeral home that was in the nearby neighborhood, and we had a relationship with all the wonderful characters that hung out at the Chez Helene restaurant, or the Chez, as we called it.
Uh-huh.
And it was a wonderful little show that just politically got moved around too much for folks to keep up with,
mm-hmm.
and then was canceled politically also by the head of the network, who was offended by some of our sensibilities. It was the first time that any half-hour comedy did not have a laugh track. And a lot of folks are not used to looking at a funny show without help.
Right. To say, hey, you're supposed to laugh at this.
Yeah, laugh here. Ha! So it was different, and it was shot film style. So it had a different look from a give a line, give a punchline sitcom.
Okay.
So we had a little bit of problem getting an audience to understand what we were doing. But when they did come, they were thrilled with what they saw. The stories of the multidimensional black race were told week after week in a little half-hour show that had the most wonderfully talented cast members and character development. It was my favorite show.
Phenomenal, phenomenal. And a lot of times when you're before your time, people don't understand the way you're coming. So
right.
Then they oppose.
But we're still being praised as one of the best shows that were ever on television. So
mm-hmm.
One day, the DVD of Frank's Place may come out in a boxed set.
Ah, hint, hint.
Yeah, all those wonderful people who have been writing to me and who have been wanting to see it again or to introduce it to someone will snatch them up.
Great. And so tell us, how did you get involved with Fresh Prince of Bel-Air? How did you get onto that?
I had been working in Los Angeles and had taken a break from back-to-back shows that my husband and I had not only acted in but produced.
Mm-hmm.
And there was an audition for Fresh Prince, and the description was, oh, it's a half-hour sitcom with a young rap star. I said, I'll take a pass, thank you very much. I don't like that. And this was when it first got started.
Uh-huh.
And that was in the spring. And I went home to my farm in Virginia and was just chilling. Didn't
uh-huh.
say, okay, let me have some time here to breathe. And I turned on The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air in September when it came on, and I said, what a cute show.
Yes.
So 3 years later, I got a call again that they were having an audition for The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. And I went, and I auditioned against 200 other women over
wow.
about 2 weeks. And I knew when I first auditioned with James Avery
mm-hmm.
at my second callback that it was my job.
Go
because
ahead.
We just had a rapport, and I had such joy in doing the well-written lines. And I guess they saw that,
mm-hmm.
and it was good for me.
Wow, and it was such great chemistry that came across the screen.
Yeah, it was. It really worked out well.
Great. So tell us how Millennium Studios was birthed.
Well, we were in Virginia, having left Los Angeles for a little bit of respite, and we stayed there a couple of years growing hay and watching the horses in the front field, and, of course, creative people like to work. So
yes.
we said, oh, how can we earn a living here in Virginia? So we looked around and knew that we were producing our own product. So we were looking for opportunities here and found that they needed a full-service film studio because a lot of movies were coming to Virginia,
mm-hmm.
but they didn't have a studio to do that kind of work in. They could shoot on a location because
right.
Virginia is the most gorgeous place in the world.
Mm-hmm.
So you can shoot in the mountains and the seaside and all of that, all in one state, but they didn't have a place to gather. So we got together with a couple of businessmen and proposed this, and the investors said, let's do it.
Outstanding. Outstanding. Well, let me tell you, Daphne, I have a surprise for you.
Oh, you do?
Yes, I do. I have a surprise that has been arranged, and my surprise should be on the line now. Are you there, surprise?
I'm on the line.
Who is this?
She doesn't recognize my voice.
Oh, my goodness. Let's see if she can pick it up.
Hi, Daphne.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm very well.
Excellent. We don't really get a chance to talk a lot. However, spiritually we are connected. It's Tracy Moore, the spirit
of
actor.
My girl. Notes to me today, and I feel fortified.
How are you?
I'm very well, Tracy. How are you?
I'm excellent. I was so excited to hear that I could pop in and say hello to you.
Oh, what a treat.
Yes.
What a treat.
Yes.
How is the tour going that you've been doing?
Well, what I'm doing now is I actually wanted to extend an invitation to both of you. I have a book signing in New York on July 5th.
Okay.
And right now we're focusing on our website. I've been transitioning to teaching on the web so that it frees me up because I'm in rewrites with my film that, you know, we'll be talking about.
Yes, ma'am.
We'll be talking about in the fall.
Okay.
So those are the updates.
Excellent, excellent, excellent. I won't be able to join you in New York on the 5th, but I will send my New Yorkers there.
Okay. Well, I'll forward you the invitation.
Great.
So, yeah, and then you can get
Great.
A chance to. At least I know I'll feel your support, so that's good enough.
I'll be there with my arms around you.
Oh, that's so sweet. Thank you so much.
Well, Tracy.
I'm proud of you, Tracy. You keep you inspire me.
Oh, stop. I'm a reflection of you. You know that. I always tell you that. Always. Thrill.
It is great.
It's always been love. Yeah.
Great. Tracy, thank you so much for joining us, and we will have you back. You are scheduled to come on my show July 22nd, so we will get to talk to you more. Ladies and gentlemen, Tracy Moore is a celebrity acting coach. Her clients include Busta Rhymes, Eve, Nelly, Missy Elliott, and I could go on and on and on, and we will have her on the show in July, so make sure you check back with us. Thanks again, Tracy, for popping in.
Thank you, and bye, Tracy.
Well, Tracy.
Take
thank
care.
You.
Love it. Bye.
Boy.
All right. I always like to
Thanks.
Have surprises. Great. And the goal of the show is to motivate, excite, and influence. So I'm glad that we were able to bring somebody that inspires you because we all need inspiration in every area, right?
Yes, and it's constant.
Yes.
And it's an energy force, and it's got to be replenished too.
Great. So tell us, you are the keynote speaker for this empowerment luncheon, again, that's coming, Know Your Value, Embrace Your Worth, June 27th through June 29th, in the capital city of Richmond, Virginia, at the Sheraton West. Sheraton West, excuse me, brought to you by Women of Virtue. And so tell us, give us a little snippet of what you will talk about during the luncheon, just to whet the appetite of the listeners' ears.
I'm going to talk about the value of integrity.
Okay.
And it has to do with your worth also, because it's your worth over the long-range lifespan of you. And integrity is all you have to trade on. You can trade on your face. You can trade on your name. You can trade on the talents that you have. But your foundation has to be one with a sense of integrity. Mm-hmm. You have a bottom line. You have a sense of value that is uncompromising.
Excellent.
And folks need to recognize this. It will help them make decisions. It will really free up your mind to making good decisions.
Great. And that's for any area of their life, any industry, anything.
Area of your life, just going to the grocery store, a sense of integrity. It makes no difference. Without a sense of integrity, you don't have a guide, a line to follow.
Yes.
I'm not saying that a path is a straight line, because Lord knows it never is. It's far more exciting that it's not. But
right.
You've got to have some sort of guidepost. Right. And if you can stay firm in your integrity, the decisions you make will definitely enhance whatever you're doing.
Wonderful, wonderful. Again, Cecilia, give our listeners information about how they can register for this great event. Give us those details.
Well, there are so many ways they can register. They can actually go online to www.wovinc.org, or they can call 202-210-0546. And we're just waiting for more people to be a part of this. I think it's life-changing, and everyone needs something to help them along the journey. And I think at this conference, they will receive that.
Great. And you know what? I love what you did. And I want you to talk about how you have the a la carte option and then also the full option. A lot of times I see conferences that come across, and, you know, with women, our lives are so busy, are so jam-packed, yeah. And you say, oh, I wish I could participate. But a lot of times it's an all or nothing thing.
Right.
But I love how you've broken it out, because sometimes it's not about money. It's more about I just don't have the time. But talk to us about the different ways that people can participate in the conference.
Well, definitely you can participate for the entire weekend. And that is a rate of $105. That's your registration fee. And that
Great.
Includes Friday, Saturday, and the closing prayer breakfast on Sunday. At present, of course, we do not have any more rooms at the Sheraton at our special rate, but there are other hotels in that vicinity that you can, you know, inquire and see if you would like to stay over.
Absolutely.
But we gave other options that if you can't, you know, attend the whole entire conference, then you can break it on down. You can come to the Friday workshop or dinner. That's $30. The Saturday empowerment luncheon, which I think everyone needs to make sure they put on their calendar and attend, is $30. Now, we also have a Saturday empowerment event, which includes the luncheon as well as financial workshops by Ilan Bomani. And that total is $50. And then, of course, the Sunday prayer breakfast, which is $15. And we're going to be fed spiritually,
mm-hmm.
but also naturally. I made sure the menus were great.
And you know, a lot of times people are like, what are we eating? What's going to be on the menu?
we're going to have some of that Southern fare.
All right.
So we're going to make sure that everyone is fed well on all levels. Again, the balance, you know.
Absolutely. And again, ladies and gentlemen, know your value. Embrace your worth June 27th through June 29th, right in the capital city of Richmond, Virginia, at the Sheraton West, in the beautiful upscale West End side of Richmond. Yeah. All right, so one last comment, Cecilia. What's the main thing that you want women to walk away with from this conference?
That now I can be empowered to move forward and become what I have been born to be.
Great. Phenomenal. And then, Daphne, any final comment from you on what you want really people to walk away with from the Empowerment Luncheon?
Well, after they hear my story, they'll find out why I say never let your environment define you.
Great. Ladies and gentlemen, I think you definitely, definitely want to put this conference on your calendar. Again, check out www.wovinc, and that's .org, and you can visit them online to find out more information. Ladies, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you for your station.
Yes,
oh,
definitely.
No problem. If you just tuned in, you're listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, broadcasting on Blog Talk Radio. If you missed any portion of the interview, no problem. All shows are saved online as a podcast. You can go back and listen to the show and send it on to a friend. Ladies, I will see you at the Empowerment Luncheon on that Saturday.
Yes, you will.
Looking forward to it.
Definitely.
Great.
Thank you.
You too. Thanks for joining the show.
Okay, all right. Thank you.
All right, listeners, we're going to take a commercial break, and then we will be back with some nice music for you to listen to in this hot weather. All right, stay tuned.
Hello, everyone. My name is Donna McKeithen, and I'm...
Join us online at our upcoming July Expo as we learn, shop, laugh, and network. Women from all walks of life will be joining together to grow their business, meet other women, and share what they have learned through networking. So mark your calendars now for the Women Business Owners July Expo, taking place July 17th through the 19th. You can find out more information by going to our website at www.womenbizowners.org. Now back to the show.
Hello, everyone.
Join us online at our...
Hunters Productions and God's Anointed Touch Ministries presents the third annual HP Virginia Gospel Showcase, July 25th and 26th at the Tabernacle Christian Church in Suffolk. Friday, July 25th, will showcase soloists, choirs, ensembles, praise dancers, spoken word artists, along with a free concert featuring Vershawn Mitchell and Troy Sneed. Saturday, July 25th is Quartet Night, plus a free concert featuring Ty Scott recording artist Bishop Leonard Scott. Contestants will have a chance to win a $1,000 cash prize and a demo deal from R&T Digital Recording Studio. Judges for this dynamic event include Brian Scott, CEO of Ty Scott Records, Troy Sneed, CEO of Intro Records, Minister Earl Bynum, Sheila Bell, CEO of The Bell Report, and many more.
Woo!
For more info or to register your group, call 242-40...
Hello, everyone.
Hunters Productions and God's Anointed Touch Ministries.
Here we go!
Hunters Productions and God's Anointed Touch Ministries presents the third annual HP Virginia Gospel Showcase, July 25th and 26th at the Tabernacle Christian Church in Suffolk. Friday, July 25th, will showcase soloists, choirs, ensembles, praise dancers, spoken word artists, along with a free concert featuring Vershawn Mitchell and Troy Sneed. Saturday, July 25th is Quartet Night, plus a free concert featuring Ty Scott recording artist Bishop Leonard Scott. Contestants will have a chance to win a $1,000 cash prize and a demo deal from R&T Digital Recording Studio. Judges for this dynamic event include Brian Scott, CEO of Ty Scott Records, Troy Sneed, CEO of Intro Records, Minister Earl Bynum, Sheila Bell, CEO of The Bell Report, and many more.
Woo!
For more info or to register your group, call 242-4151. That's 242-4151. Or log on to hpvirginiagospelshowcase.com. It's the third annual HP Virginia Gospel Showcase, July 25th and 26th at the Tabernacle Christian Church, 2500 East Washington Street in Suffolk.
Share aloud your testimony. Search your heart for all of your blessings.
Ladies and gentlemen, you just listened to some phenomenal music. The first song you heard was Beautiful One. That's by Terry Dexter. She has been featured on Eric Benet's album and Patti LaBelle and others, and she has a CD coming out this summer. That last song there was by Tavia, T-E-V-Y-A, Tavia. You can visit her online at www.taviasings.com. Again, T-E-V-Y-A, sings.com. We apologize for a little bit of technical difficulty earlier getting those commercials on, but thank you so much for tuning in for a phenomenal show. Again, we were so glad to have Daphne Maxwell Reed earlier and Cecilia Hill with Women of Virtue. Incorporated with the conference coming to the capital city of Richmond, Virginia. And so check them out on the web, www.wovinc.org. All right, to wrap up this show, ladies and gentlemen, we'll hit you up with a couple more commercials, and then we'll take out the show with Monique Walker's single, Crazy Praise. It's hot, and her CD is coming out shortly. We will have her on the show for an interview coming up. Until next time, again, this is your lovely, phenomenal, stunning host, Charvette, and we are going to be here at the same time, same place, next Tuesday. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, next Tuesday. You don't want to miss next Tuesday's show. It is called What Do Men Really Want? Oh, my God. Oh, it's going to be a hot show. It's going to be a hot show. I have four men, phenomenal men, who are going to be my panel, and we're going to just talk to them and see what do men really want. Ah, it's going to be very interesting. You don't want to miss it. And, ladies, you know you want to know what men really want. Well, I want you to tune in next week, Tuesday, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Again, this is your host, Charvette. Have a phenomenal day. Have a phenomenal life. May God bless you.